Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Ian King. Silicon Valley chipmaker NVIDIA teaming up with several healthcare organizations, including the Mayo Clinic, as it seeks to promote the use of artificial intelligence in the industry. So, Ian, let's start with a look at the partnership. Which companies are we talking about, and how would they be using NVIDIA's technology?
Yeah, they announced a number of partnerships with a number of companies, some of them prominent, some of them just startups, but all basically in the pharma or healthcare industries. You mentioned Mayo Clinic. That's really to do with the Mayo Clinic's pathology information. So basically taking all of those slides of information about humans and diseases and various organs and making use of that as digital information with AI analysis. And that's just one example of the type of thing that NVIDIA is trying to push, trying to propagate its technology with.
So that's logistical stuff. Is it being used directly in diagnosis and things like that in the healthcare industry?
And that's a very good question, because both for pharma, for kind of the drug discovery, and also for healthcare, the provision of health to people, we're kind of at the early stages here, where, you know, the easier problems to solve are the logistical problems, whether it's, you know, scheduling an appointment with a doctor, whether it's the paperwork surrounding a drug trial. That's what we're trying to tackle first, and then we're going to move along and hope to solve some of the more difficult things, such as actually designing drugs digitally before we go through that cumbersome test process. That's the supposedly arc that we're on in the introduction of this technology.
As a layman, though, when you compare our daily, at least conscious interaction, like something with ChatGPT, can we really trust AI at this point to help design drugs?
Exactly. I mean, so what NVIDIA is saying is, like, these general AI models, no, absolutely not. You can't trust them to not sort of wander off mentally, to hallucinate. You can't trust what the information is that they are working on. So, hey, we're going to help you design domain-specific AI, controlling that data, controlling the type of thinking that this AI software is supposedly going to do. And that's really what they're trying to offer to the industry, obviously all based on their hardware.
Yeah. Any competition for NVIDIA in this area?
I mean, there are lots of companies tackling parts of this. What NVIDIA is saying is, look, it's going to take you all ages to piece all of this together. It's way too difficult, way too cumbersome. Why don't you come and work with us? We'll do it all for you. We'll give you these blueprints. We'll give you servers if you want them. We'll give you software if you want them. We'll give you models if you want them. We'll stick it all together for you, or you can take whatever you want and use that as part of your own systems.
This would seem to be a way, though, if you were cynical, for some of the players that you don't want to get NVIDIA technology to get NVIDIA technology.
Not in this particular case. I mean, this is, you know, healthcare specific, so we're not talking about sort of generic products that could be taken and used off for other purposes. And you got to remember as well, a lot of the hardware deployment is going to be done in the cloud anyway, at places like Amazon AWS, at Microsoft. And obviously, as we've seen over the weekend, there are new rules that are governing where and how those companies will be able to get these chips and deploy them.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. What are the guardrails that are being put in place for this? Because, you know, things are always getting misused or used beyond their capabilities.
Yes, I mean, we've seen up until now restrictions on exports to, obviously, countries like China focus on the capability of the individual chips, i.e. if a chip is capable of something more than a certain limit, then you can't send it there. What this is doing is imposing limits in a more broader sense, which is, hey, in aggregate, you cannot deploy more than this amount of computing, no matter what the constituents are. And therefore, unless you conform with certain rules, certain restrictions, certain verification that we want to impose upon you.
Ian, thank you so much for clarifying it for us. That's Bloomberg's Ian King, and you can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, you can tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.